This is an MUT Radio podcast.
The time is exactly 18 minutes before the top of the hour, right here on MET Radio, shaping on the future. We told you we do have an interview with DJ Bucks, who is going to be joining us on MET Radio. We're preaching it since the morning. And hopefully, we do find him, we do get him on the line. DJ Bucks, hello.
Hey, how are you, my brother?
I'm very good, man. I'm very good. I hope you're having a lovely day.
Of course, always.
Yes, thank you very much, man, for allowing us to steal a little bit of your time.
All right, thank you, my brother.
Yes, man, so let's start from the beginning. Tell us more about DJ Bucks, and I'm also interested in the name. Are you DJ Bucks because you had like a lot of money?
Nah, I think it was just a coincidence, because my real name is Oba King.
Oh.
So people used to call me Bucks, which is short for Oba King, like Obak. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's where it comes from. Yeah. DJ Bucks is a boy from Pretoria, Soshanguve. Grew up in Soshanguve, born and raised. And yeah, man, I grew up loving music and dancing. I started off as a dancer. Mm. You know, I was dancing for artists like DJ Choice, DJ Cleo. That was back in early 2000s.
Oh.
And yeah. So my love for music grew from there. You know, I was always annoying them when they play their new songs. I would add vocals on them. They'd always be annoyed. So that's how I knew that this is actually the route I must take, you know.
Oh, that is amazing, man. So, your passion for music, it's because you grew up around people, ababenza music, the like of DJ Cleo. You were surrounded by music.
Yes. And my siblings also loved playing music. I grew up in a musical family, actually.
Amazing, man. That is amazing. So, I believe that you are a producer, but I'm shocked when you say you add vocals there and there. So, how did you get into production?
Oh, the one thing that made me get into production was, everybody, when I was still a dancer, like, we used to take pride in the songs that we prepared for our dance routines, you get what I mean? So I used to be the one that puts the songs together, like, different songs that we dance to, and, like, add effects on top of them, so I didn't know that it was production at then, but it was just me trying to make sounds that would go along with the dance moves. You get what I mean? So in due time, doing that constantly for different dance shows, I used to start adding beats now, like that go along with what I was thinking would go along with my dance moves type vibes, you know? So through doing that, somebody told me that this is actually production. You should continue and make full songs from that. And that's when I started linking up with Tabo Small from Black Motion. And we started making music every day when we come back from school. We used to bunk school to make music.
You have to do everything, man, if you have passion in something.
Yeah, true. You have to do something bad in order to get forward. I'm not condoning it.
Yes, obviously. Yes, man. So, most people know you, as you say, Guti, where sometimes adding vocals to artists, but then there's this huge single that's just came up, Waichugucha Ene Uhuru. Did you expect that song to be that big?
Oh, no, actually, I didn't expect that song to be big. Hey, look, we had come from doing shows in Angola. Uhuru was doing their own shows. I had my own shows booked in Angola. So we actually met at the airport in Angola. Funny enough, they asked me, what am I doing? I was like, no, I'm going home, I'm going to rest. They're like, nah, we're going to studio. So we all moved, like came into South Africa, and we went straight to studio for a week. That's when we made the Uhuru album, and Waichukucha was one of the songs that we did. So I didn't even think it was going to be that big. It was just one of the songs. We thought the other songs on the album were going to be bigger. But yeah. The crowd had different plans.
Amazing, man. So that was a very great collaboration. Sisa Lapo, speaking of collaborations, you have also done numerous singles, man, and numerous collabs. Could you pick out maybe some of your favorites?
Oh, man, I would say it's the collaboration we did with Davido and the collaboration we did with Wizkid also was special. I would say also that collaboration that we did with Ricky Rick too, when he was still starting as like a brand, you know.
Yes.
There's a song that we did that hit gold in his first album called Bambilela. It's me, Black Motion, and Ricky Rick, you know. So yeah, it's quite a lot, man. The collaboration I did with Double HP, which was for my first single, I can't remember. Like, those at the top of my head, those are the ones I can remember. Yeah, Takala, the current one there.
Ah, that's a beautiful song, also, man.
Yeah.
Beautiful song, an amazing song. So you've mentioned that you've worked with Wizkid, Davido, and as we are celebrating African Month, how important is it for us South Africans to collaborate with artists from outside of South Africa?
Oh, man, I feel like now I take my personally, I take Africa as United States, like, you get what I mean? Like, if a person from Detroit can collaborate with a person from New York and it looks normal, how is it different from us collaborating with our African brothers, you know? Like, I feel like we should unite more and be a unit to the outside continent, so that they see that our music is somehow inspired by each other. Like, we inspire each other, whether directly or indirectly. You know, we listen to Nigerian music in Nigeria, they listen to South African music, and everywhere else in the continent, we listen to each other's music. So why not collaborate and make magic together? You get what I mean?
That is amazing, man. So you talked about starting off as a dancer, so you worked your way up. So what would you want people to take away from you when they talk about DJ Bucks?
Oh, man, I think they must take DJ Bucks as a fearless person that takes chances wherever he goes. You get what I mean? So, yeah. I feel like if you want to succeed in music, you should be fearless, for one, and you should not be allowed to be put in a box. You get what I mean? Because I believe that we are musicians, and we cannot be categorized into making one style of music or one genre of music if we are able to do a lot, you know? Yeah, so I feel like we should just spread our wings. Whatever that you feel you can do, if you feel like doing Batanga, do Batanga. Maybe it can be the song that changes your life. Who knows, you know?
It could be, man. We never know.
You never know.
Yes, so just to move on, to quickly move on. So is there any music that you are working on, or maybe we know some song that you have worked on? Because we know sometimes the producers just stay in the background and we do not know who produced the song.
Yeah. Oh, man, there's a lot of projects that we are working on, that we are currently working on. My project is going to be coming out in a few weeks' time or months' time, so it's a collaboration also between myself, Spice Drums, Black Motion, and a lot of artists that you're going to be seeing there on the album are going to be very well-known people. So, yeah, look out for that. And we are also doing a couple of big collaborations. We also did a collaboration with 340 Mill. Like Black Motion, you know, part of the production there, the song that they did for Midnight. So, you guys should check it out, download it, stream it. Yeah, man, a lot more is to come. So, I'm feeling good.
That is amazing, man. So you've worked a lot with like the likes of Spice Drums and also Black Motion. So is there a connection there, or there is just this understanding that you work so well together?
Oh, man, we are brothers beyond music, you know. Like, we share personal advices. Like, we are there for each other more than in studio, like in life. So I feel like we gel more because our energies are intertwined.
Oh, that is amazing, man. So before I let you go, can you just a sneak peek, can you tell us who is that artist on your playlist besides yourself, of course? On top of your playlist.
On top of my playlist.
Yes.
Oh. For now it's Lao. Lao has been driving me crazy, bro. Everywhere I go I'm just playing Lao. I'm like, hey man, so people can make songs this simple. And it becomes this big.
Yeah, it's amazing what music can do.
Oh, bro, it's just amazing. Yeah, so that's the top of my playlist for now.
That is amazing, man. So before I let you go, where can people find you on social media, or where can they book you?
Oh, man, on social media, excuse me, I'm DJ Bucks, DJ DEAY _ BUCKZ. On all social media platforms, that's where you can find me. And also, if you want to book me, you can book me at the email bookings@interscore.co.za. That's bookings@interscore.co.za. And then, yeah, man, they'll give you all the information on how to get a hold of the king.
Hey, that is amazing, man. And we also look forward to the music that is coming up next month, I believe you said.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Look out for it. It's going to be fire.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to it. DJ Bucks, thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you for having me, my brother. Have a beautiful day.
Sure. Danko.
Hola.
Yes, so that was DJ Bucks joining us on MUT Radio. Sharing
this is an MUT Radio podcast.